Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes. Sweet
apple pie. All right, folks, welcome to another show here at Real Estate Realities. It's an exciting time of year. Boy, it's beautiful here in Colorado Springs. Thanks for joining me, because if you listen and you get ahead here and you gain some information, this is how you can create a better lifestyle for yourself and give back to the community, give to others in need. Use these tools that I teach you, okay? Listen very carefully as we go through this show. It's going to be an exciting one. We're talking about the power of interest rates, and then we're also going to have Unified Title in, and they're going to be talking to us on our third segment. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 719-232-1063. I manage a lot of rental properties. I own my own rental portfolio, and I sell about 80 homes a year. I'm with RE/MAX Properties, and I've grown up here my whole life, so I know this area like the back of my hand, and I always know what's developing, what's coming next, so we can make the best investment for you. And that's what makes us special, is because we do property management, folks. We don't just buy and sell like other realtors. We manage the property for you. We know that rental area very well. So we always talk a little bit, the good, the bad, what's going on here. And I'm going to tell you right now, the good is inventory is up, okay? It's up to 1,700, so there's more homes coming on the market. We always see this in July, which is great. And this is what I'm telling my buyers, listen very carefully. Now's the time to start looking. And as we go through the fall, because this is when I've got some of my best deals, is late summer, early fall. So make sure you call me right now if you want to get an investment property, and I will find you one where the numbers work perfectly. My number is 719-232-1063. Okay, the bad, the Airbnb, VRBO, holy smokes, that's a big topic, right? They're talking about taxing those properties at a commercial level, okay? So they're going to be paying commercial taxes, and people are in an uproar. They're not happy. On one of our upcoming shows, we do have the county assessor coming in here, Stephen, and he is a great gentleman. He's going to give us a lot of knowledge on what they're thinking, why they're thinking this, and how it's going to play out. So you better make sure you stick around for that episode. It's going to be airing in a couple weeks, because that is going to be eye-opening, especially if you have some Airbnb, VRBO properties. I don't. I'm a totally buy and hold, long-term leases, so it doesn't affect me as much, but I do want to keep you educated as the listener. All right, so today we're talking about interest rates, and we're also going to have Unified Title in. It's going to be great. Interest rates play a big factor, folks, so make sure you listen closely. You're listening to Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities. Stick with me as we cruise into our second segment here. My cell phone number, 719-232-1063. Cause I got this, don't gotta think too hard. It's a can't miss, I know right where to start. Gonna get myself, gonna get myself. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. Make sure you're connected, the writing's on the wall, but if your mind's neglected, hey folks, welcome back into Real Estate Realities here with Justin Hermes. We got a very special guest from Unified Title. We bring Unified in every month because they are the best title company in Colorado Springs. We got Lynn Pisani.
Yeah, that's right. Lynn Pisani.
I didn't do too bad on that last name.
You didn't. Very good. Very good.
Awesome. Lynn, how are you doing?
Really well, Justin. How are you today? Thank you for having me.
Of course.
I'm excited.
Of course, you got it. I'm doing great. I mean, come on, the sun's shining. This is
beautiful.
Like the best time in Colorado
Absolutely.
Springs.
Absolutely.
You got to be doing
so ready
well.
For summer. Really good. How can you not be doing well?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So Unified Title, folks, that's who I close with. They're experts. They're locally owned, and they do a very good job. They have great service. So Lynn's going to give you a little bit of a background, what she does at Unified Title, all their locations, and how they kind of handle their business. And then we're going to jump into a little bit about some classes they have as far as education.
Absolutely. Thank you, Justin. As Justin said, I'm Lynn Pisani. I'm the Director of Education for Unified Title. I come with a background in escrow and title, also marketing and sales. So I'm really excited to work for Brian Cooper and be able to incorporate all of these things into one very fun position. We do have 13 locations now. Brian is growing. He's the monopoly man of title. I tell you, Justin, we are all over the state.
Slow down. Take a break.
No kidding. We just opened a new location in Longmont. So we've got 13 brick and mortar offices along with numerous virtual offices. So no matter where you are in the state on the Front Range, we can close for you. Very, very excited about it.
That's unbelievable.
It is. We're growing and we've got such an amazing team. There's so much skill and talent. I'm very, very blessed and honored to work for such an awesome company. And as you said, we are the very best title company in town.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
In Colorado. So happy to be here.
That's awesome. And folks, why that is important is because you may be selling a house down here and buying up in Denver. And if Unified has locations throughout the state,
they
can make that transaction easy. I had a client who sold here and was buying up in Fort Collins. And I went to the Unified location in Fort Collins. And seamless, totally easy. They can't offer that.
No. So we absolutely do our very best to accommodate all of our clients with regard to your closing needs. If you happen to be in a location where we don't have a brick and mortar location or a virtual office, we will come to you. We'll make it happen.
It's like
that's what
ordering pizza.
We do. Absolutely. Absolutely. We are the Uber Eats of title.
I love it. That's great. And you've got, I've witnessed that as well because I've had older clients and you'll come right into their living room and conduct the closing. And not everybody does that because they're not focused on the service. They're just, let's crank the numbers and get as many files pushed through as
absolutely,
we can.
Absolutely. The integrity of Unified Title is not only to serve our real estate agents and our lender clients, but obviously the consumer. Obviously the consumer, because none of us would be anywhere without our consumer, correct? So we want to give you the very, very best experience all the way around.
That's great. You guys have been around a long time too. That's what's important.
We have. Brian has been in the industry a number of years, even prior to owning Unified Title, like we all have. It's just...
Before I was born, I know that.
I think so. Probably maybe even before I was born. Wink, wink. But definitely been in the business a long time. So it's really good to learn and train and work in a facility and work with someone who can always teach you something new and always guide you on maybe the road that's less traveled, but definitely helps you through those bumps. So,
yeah, and what would you say is your biggest office where you have the most staff? Would it be the downtown one on Sawatch?
In Colorado Springs, definitely our downtown office is our main hub. That's also where our university is located. That's where I house and all of our sales and marketing. So, but there again, we've got our location. We've got a location in Woodland Park. We've got one on Tenderfoot, and we also have one on Jetstream. So anywhere that you need to be in Colorado Springs, we're right there with you.
You got you.
Sure, absolutely.
So you're director of
I'm director of education, yes, throughout the state. Our university, we've got a university in Highlands Ranch, and we also have one here downtown, although we do offer classes at your office, outside real estate offices, and also our satellite offices as well. What we're focusing on right now is our summer curriculum. We've got our curriculum all the way through September, and then we're going to start what we've called our Power Series, and I believe that you've joined a couple of our classes.
I like the short sale one. That was one of the best ones I've been to with Brenda Warner, who's been in here before as well. But short sales are something that, it's sad to say, not a lot of realtors know what they are.
Not a lot of realtors know what they are. And it's very fluid, so they're constantly changing. So we try to keep you abreast onto all the new changes that are happening. Brenda Warner is absolutely, hands down, the expert when it comes to short sales.
Yeah. So your classes are fantastic. And I come right downtown. You guys got a big area where you can pack 40, 50 agents in one room.
And we pack them in, I'll tell you.
That's scary. That's a lot of yelling and negotiating.
It sure is. With our classes, one of the things that I really enjoy about our classes is not only do we have awesome instructors to include sales and marketing at the beginning. If you're a new agent, if you're a seasoned agent, we like to come in, introduce ourselves, introduce you to the new products that we have going on. But we always have a really cool sponsor. So you have the opportunity to meet an appraiser, a lender, and an inspector. We are in the business of connecting people with the right type of people. It's that synergy so that we can all, I want to know somebody who can come in and do an inspection, maybe on a very, very difficult property. Or if you come to me, Justin, and say, hey, Lynn, do you know of somebody who can come in and wash these windows? I've got a listing that I need to turn in 2 hours. We like to have all of that information for you. We also pride ourselves in our education classes, not only the requirements, your contracts class, your annual commission update, but the classes that you're interested in. We've had firearms and dementia. That was huge as part of our Power series, right? Firearms and dementia.
Who thought? That sounds scary,
the
folks.
The two. But it's something we need to look at. We had a What's in the Weeds class, a meth remediation.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
It's a topic that's ever growing.
And literally.
Literally. Yes. So if you have any requests, any needs, any desires, that's what we try to fulfill. If you're looking for classes, again, with our lenders, we've got our NMLS class coming up, our Power series, all the requirements, in addition to the marketing classes, asbestos awareness, all CE credit classes. So you're getting a benefit and we get the benefit of bringing you into our home and educating you on what you need to be the very best. And you're at the top of the game, Justin.
Oh, so, I try hard.
I mean, with your education, you can't go wrong.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
That's awful kind.
Well, it's very true, though. It's very true.
Thank you.
Yep,
thank
absolutely.
You. I do appreciate that. So what would you say is your most popular class?
Right now, it's kind of a toss-up because in addition to the required classes, like your contract update classes and your annual commission update classes, right now, next week, I have a 1031 commercial exchange that is blowing up. As soon as I blasted this class, it was sold out. So we are going to offer it again in September and October for our commercial brokers, but residential brokers are welcome to come as well. So I've really been seeing a lot of requests for the 1031 commercial exchange. FRPTA and fraud, let's face it, it goes on and it continues to grow and grow and grow. So we really need to be aware of how we're communicating with our clients, how we're sharing those wiring instructions, what kind of emails we should and should not respond to. So definitely come and learn the latest on what's going on with those FRPTA phishing trends and all of the safety measures that you need to take, not only on behalf of yourself, but certainly our clients as well.
Yeah, exactly. And I've heard some horror stories. You guys have never been mentioned in any of them, but some well-known title companies have, where people have lost $200,000-$300,000 because the title company and the agent, you know, and the lender, everyone's in the game. Mm-hmm. They weren't being diligent in passing the wiring instructions.
Absolutely. And there's culpability with every single one of us. And as long as we're culpable ourselves and making sure that we're doing everything that we need to do and advising, educating, helping all of our coworkers, our listing agents, our selling agents, our lenders, and our consumers. Hopefully we can get through this. But those fraudsters, they're always two steps ahead of us. So our fraud and FRPTA class is a very, very big class as well.
Yeah, that's great. And I like the 1031 exchange because we talk about this on the radio show a lot, you know, mm-hmm. to pay the capital gains, especially now with prices on the uptick, is kind of silly.
It is.
And you gotta know the 1031 exchange.
You have to be informed. You have to be informed. This is a really, really good class. It does come with a CE credit. There's not a charge to it. If you're interested, please give me a call. I'll get you on the roster for the next one. We will offer it as often as we need to because obviously that's what we're here for, to serve you.
That's great, Lynn. So as we wrap up here, can you share some contact information? So if somebody's listening, they go, gee, I had a question about, you know, what something Lynn was talking about. Can you just share an email and
Absolutely.
Cell phone number here
Absolutely.
Or an office number?
Sure. You can reach me directly at 719-955-7094. That is my direct line. My email is L, P as in Paul, I, S as in Sam, A-N-I at unifiedtitle.com. And you can always go to our website, unifiedtitle.com, and please like us on Facebook. Thank you so much, Justin.
All right, Lynn, thank you for coming in. Stick with me here. Real Estate Realities, Justin Hermes on KRDO News Radio.
This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645. Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now, here's Justin Hermes.
All right, folks, hey, welcome back to the meat of the show here. Come on, stick with me. 13 minutes of knowledge here, folks. Real Estate Realities, Justin Hermes. I'm changing your life. I'm giving you that passive income you need. That's right, folks. We're talking the power of interest rates. And that's why right now is such a good time to buy, because you can borrow money for so cheap. When we're talking 4%, holy smokes, that's cheap money. So it's a great time to lock in a 30-year fixed rate mortgage at 4%, and that is what I'm telling my buyers. What makes buying great right now? Number one, Colorado Springs is growing. And by 2050, 1.2 million, you say, I'm not going to be around in 2050. Well, you know what? That's the projected date. So we're just going to have that slow, steady growth. We have the military here, which makes the rental game awesome. And what we're talking about today, interest rates being historically low is what makes buying a great gig right now. Okay, so when people ask, Justin, what is an interest rate? An interest rate's the amount a lender charges for use of the money on an annual basis. So somebody may give you this whole complicated answer. It's just simple. The amount a lender charges for use of the money on an annual basis, just like borrowing from your friend. They say, I'm going to borrow you the money at 4%, except they're not your friend. It's a big bank and you got to pay because there ain't no negotiating. Okay. And people also ask me, who determines the interest rates? Well, there's a lot of, you know, things that go into factor, but really, Jay Powell, that's a big part of it. He's the chairman of the Federal Reserve, and he came out and he said, hey, we're looking at another interest rate cut. Long-term rates play into effect of that as well, and banking rates. It just depends on, you know, the economy and business needs, and are we really growing? And with 73 million baby boomers and 74 million millennials who are still in this prime spending time of their years when you're in their retirement, 60s, 70s, they're spending a ton. They're enjoying their retirement. And millennials, right? When they're young, when they're in their 20s and 30s, they are spending money. They're going out. They're having fun. They're going to shows. They're traveling. So that is why we just see this economy that's firing all cylinders, and we have the low interest rates, okay? So when we see the rates decrease, right? Like when Powell came out and said, we're going to make an interest rate cut, boom, the stock market went up because now businesses can borrow money at a little bit of a cheaper rate. Now, when the rates increase, yes, we see the market go down. So it's this constant balance of how much do we raise them, how much do we lower them, keeping things in limbo. You talk about inflation, you got to look at the economy. So it's very touchy. But I will say my opinion is they need to raise them slowly because you can't have them this low, folks. The average interest rate over the last 47 years is 8%. And when we're sitting at 4%, boy, if something happened, God forbid, but if another 9/11 happened, we would have nowhere to lower the interest rates to re-spark the economy. We couldn't lower them. We're at 4%. You can't lower them much lower than that. I mean, you're at 3.5 on a VA. You can't lower them into the twos. So that's why I think we do need to start bringing up the interest rates. My prediction is after the presidential election, we'll see a slow tick up in interest rates because I think they need to be at about 5 to 6%. That is a healthy interest rate right there for the economy. So we talked about it. Average rate over the last 47 years is 8%. Right now, we're at 4% on a conventional. We're at 3.5% on a VA or an FHA. These rates are an 18-month low right now. Just to give you some of the history on where rates have been, in 1972, rates were at 7.25%. We move forward to 1979, they're sitting at 13%. 1981, yeah, this is unbelievable. Can you believe people were even trying to buy homes? 18%. And what was happening there? People were doing assumables. People were doing seller financing because an 18% interest rate, I mean, it's like pulling teeth to get somebody to even purchase a house at that. When you're borrowing money at 18%, it's just silly. Then we move forward another 6 years. We go to 1987. They're at 9%. 1990, they went to 10%. And then in 98, we saw a very low interest rate for the time, for the history time that I just talked about. In 98, they were at 6.5, and that's very low. People were going nuts, the refinances and purchasing. 6.5, I can't believe I can borrow money at 6.5. And now we got people complaining about a rate because they go, I can't believe my rate was at 5% when I purchased 6 months ago. It's ridiculous. Come on, look at the history. You should be thankful for the interest rate you have. And in 2000, okay, going into the millennial years, 8%. And we move forward to 2009, that's when we had the correction, the crash is really what it was. It wasn't a correction, but rates went down to 4.7. And then in 2012, they got all the way down to 3.25. 3.25 in 2012. And now they're at 4%. And we talked about this. Powell wants to make another cut. So if you're looking to purchase, now's the time because you can borrow money at 4%. And I'm telling you, another 10 years, there's no way interest rates are going to be that low. That's why the 30-year fixed is so great, or a 15-year fixed. And this is why, I'll tell you right now, why I stick with fourplexes or below. And people go, Justin, why don't you buy an apartment complex? You have fourplexes and single family. What you should really do is sell some of those and get a big daddy apartment complex. Well, I think that's how you lose your shorts. You get greedy and you have to get into a commercial loan. And that's the biggest thing I want you to hear on today's show. When you go over a fourplex, you can't get a 30-year fixed. You can't get a 15-year fixed. You're looking at a 5-year adjustable and with a balloon of 10 years. And if rates go up and something happens and rates double, all of a sudden your cash flow's gone and you're at a negative. Think about it. It's like if you have a rental property right now and you have 4% interest rate and you're making a couple $100 a month, all of a sudden it adjusts up to 8. Now you're losing $200-$300 a month. And that's how people get into trouble. Okay. So I've always, for myself, and I've preached to others, stay at a fourplex or below, because right now what makes buying so great is that you're getting a great interest rate. Well, if you don't get a fixed interest rate, you're not taking advantage of these low rates, right? You're getting an adjustable, you can get into trouble. That's why I always stay at a fourplex or below, because as much as it may sound risky to the average person buying investment properties, the way I do it is so safe and conservative. Because I've seen people lose their shorts. I've seen people declare bankruptcy. And I go, I don't want to be part of that. And I don't want my listeners to be part of that. I don't want my clients to be part of that. Because if we're doing everything we should in our due diligence, we should never experience that. It's when you make willy-nilly decisions or you get too greedy when you run into that. And that's where the problems start. So 30-year fix is at 4% right now. A 20-year is at 3.75. These are all conventionals, folks. And a 15-year is at 3.12. Okay, now if you're VA FHA, you're at like 3.5, which is unbelievable. Okay, positives of a 30-year is obviously you can take some more cash flow on it and you don't have to be a strap for making that monthly payment. It's lower. On a 15-year, you better be able to come up with that money. So I always tell people, if you have a lot of job security and you go, Justin, we can totally do the 15-year, great. If you're in an industry like myself, where you're based on commission and things can fluctuate up and down, you probably should stick with a 30-year. And like right now, I'm paying mine off as 15-year loans. But if times get tough, I can back off. On a 15-year, you can't back off. You've signed up for it, you're set in, and that's why there's no right or wrong. It's what is your financial circumstance, what is your job, and how should you approach the loan area? And that's why you have to do your due diligence and you have to have the knowledge of this. If you're confused, if you have questions, call me at 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. I know this stuff like the back of my hand, folks. You got to be dealing with somebody who knows the process very well. So I talked about it earlier. My prediction is really after the presidential election, things will start to pick up. When there's uncertainty, folks, like right now with the trade wars, and whether you're a pro-Trump or you're against Trump, that's not what I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about there's uncertainty, okay? Because we have a president who is like no other, and he's doing things that are a little more radical, okay? Whether you think they're good or bad is not the point. But anytime things are unpredictable, and you have trade wars and all this new legislation that's trying to get put through, the economy can't really foresee what's going on. So they're keeping interest rates low because they're going, boy, you know, things can change pretty fast here. And we don't really have a no on what's going to happen like we have with other presidents, where we kind of know, all right, this is how they're going to act for their whole presidential election. And we can kind of, feel it out. Okay. So that's why interest rates are low. And when things start to solidify and the changes that are trying to be put in place either get voted yes or no, and things get set, then you'll have the uptick, because that means that the economy kind of knows, all right, this is where we're going, this is the direction, and now we can feel like we can move those interest rates up because we got a better feel for things, okay? I told this before, 10 years from now, the Springs is going to be 200K bigger, 200,000 more people here, and rates will be closer to 6-7%, and you will regret not buying. And I'll be having different discussions with you, because I'm not going to say you should be buying when rates are up at 7-8% and prices are up another 20% from where they are now. It's just, it's not going to work. But the problem is we're people of habit, and people don't want to make changes. People don't want to sacrifice. And that's why people end up renting for a long time, or they just own one house. They just own one house. It's too tough, Justin, to educate myself and do the work and save money to buy two investment properties. And that's sad, because everyone needs to have a rental portfolio. We talked with Wayne before on a couple shows ago, and he said it's the greatest tax shelter for you as well. Okay, you look at wealthy people, they own real estate. It's very important. So big takeaways, make sure you stay away from an adjustable. Make sure you lock in right now with these low rates. because you got the low rates, you need to lock in. If you are selling, look at doing a 1031 exchange, okay? Because you're going to be hit with a lot of capital gains. HELOCs are okay for short-term plans. So a lot of information there. We kind of packed it in. All right, give me a call if you have any questions. 719-232-1063. And remember, houses and money are fleeting, folks. The most important thing is your family, relationships, peace of mind, and using the gifts God has given you. You've been listening to Real Estate Realities on KRDO News Radio with Justin Hermes. 719-232-1063. Have a great Sunday, folks.
Welcome to my house. Come on, take control now. We can even slow down. We don't have to go around.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Welcome to my house. We're all here and you know that you want to stay.
Hi, I'm Julianne Harris with Praise God, I'm Arrested and Free here on KRDO on Sundays at 6:30 a.m. Did you know that there are amazing churches here in Colorado Springs? And I have the honor of interviewing some pastors from one of those amazing churches. So tune in this Sunday at 6:30 a.m. here on KRDO News Radio and hear from an amazing man and woman of God. Bye.